It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, Dwayne Ledford, the Falcons' offensive line coach and run game coordinator, is our guest. Coach, how are you?
Coach, doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for making the time. I want to start with the two running backs that you guys have, or the two running backs that get the majority of the carries that you guys have. How much fun is it for you having guys that are so different but so effective to plan a run game for?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, both of the, Tyler and Bijan just the things that are able to do, and you're just talking about, like, the cool thing, people have asked me about, you know, just those two backs a lot. And I told them, like, the cool thing about it is how tight they are, and just the, you know, it's, you see it, like, when we're out on the practice field, just how those backs are with the offensive line. It's just, like, the how connected they are. I think that's the something that's very special about those two, along with that offensive line group and the tight ends and stuff. It's just, it's fun seeing those two go do their thing, man, that's for sure.
Coach, I know everybody, it's all about the stretch zone, all these different things. But I was looking at some things, and I mean, it's probably happened, but I haven't seen it a lot. And you guys are doing it with having Charlie Warner, like, come through the line and looking for work. Is he looking for color, a man, or is it, what is his responsibility on that play?
Hey, Charlie, he's been like, having him here, just some of the things that he's able to do. Obviously, the way that Zach has been using him with a lot of the things, like, it's just, he brings so much flexibility because he can do so much.
Right.
And there's plays in which he can be a complete eraser, uh-huh, where, you know, he might be supposed to be on a certain defender, but, you know, something might happen and he's able to make the play right. And he has tremendous, like, his instincts are outstanding. And he's another one of those guys you're just glad that he's put on that Falcons helmet.
Everyone always talks about how offensive linemen love to run block.
Yes.
They prefer to run block. I mean, not only are you the offensive line coach, you're also the run game coordinator. So in a perfect Dwayne Ledford world, what would the run pass split be on a game day?
That's such a loaded question,
it is,
man.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, I think the one thing that we always talk about in our room is you have to be able to do both. If you really want to be like where you want to be at the end of the season, or to achieve the things that you're wanting to try to get done as a team and as a unit, whatever's called upon, you got to be able to go out and execute that. And that's one thing that I've been very happy and kind of just seeing these guys and just how their approach with it. And, you know, and so that's kind of like the mindset that, you know, we talked to. I mean, obviously, like you said, with an offensive lineman, how much can we just, you know, come off the football and run the football? But at the same time, we know that, hey, in this game, we're going to be called upon to do different things. And it's our job to make sure we carry that out the best that we can. And, you know, that's got to be the mentality with it.
Coach, what is the, you know, when you talk about the we talked earlier about the run game and everything, could you explain the importance of the backside on those stretch zone plays?
Oh, man, I talk about it all the time. We talk about the front side's going to win games, but if you really are – the backside of that is going to where you're really going to separate yourself and where you can truly win some championships. And that's something I've read that quote a long time ago. It's something I've definitely adhered to. But that front side, obviously that's important, but the backside of what we do, and that's the thing that we talk about. If any play that's called, we talk about the run game, period, is just it takes all 11. Mm-hmm. It's not just like that one or two or that third person on the front side. It takes all 11. It's a quarterback with him, with the handoff, the fake afterwards, the receivers, like our receivers, what we ask them to do in a run game and how committed they are with that. It's tremendous, man. And when you get all 11 playing like that, it's something to like as a coach, when you sit back and see it, man, you're like, man, this is awesome.
Falcons offensive line coach and run game coordinator Dwayne Ledford joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. A year and a half, essentially, into his career. I think Falcons fans really enjoying what they're seeing from Matthew Bergeron. What has made him so good so quickly?
You know, I think that obviously physically he is gifted, you know, with his size, his strength, and his ability to move the way he does with that size and strength. And he's been someone that's, you know, was playing out on the edge in college, has been able to transition inside playing guard, and has done a really good job for us. And with his development, you're very, very pleased and happy with the development that you're seeing with him. And the thing about it is, like, he's just got he's a sponge, you know. And when you hear coaches throw that out, growth mindset all the time, but truly, like, Bergeron, he wants to know, like, how can I get better? All right, what am I looking for here? So he's a young player that's always looking to get better and better each time he steps on the field. And it's not just all Sundays. It's every day of practice. And I think he's a very special player.
Last one for me, Coach, because a lot of times in the offensive line, you have the competitions and everything like that amongst who's the most – of the five guys you can put the backups in and all that to the swing tackle, who's the most athletic of the group and who's the least athletic?
Oh, man.
Because they all, Coach, well, they always, it's always a lineman. They think that they're, you know, they got to get a little out of their zone sometimes.
Oh, man. Well, we always talking about how Jake Matthews, just the way he moves and stuff like that. And, you know, Jake is someone that is extremely athletic, and he's able to do some things that athletically is pretty special. And so we always – we'll see something pop up on film, and we'll make sure we'll pause it and kind of talk about it and everything like that. So he's kind of been up there pretty high for a long time now. And obviously Chris with some of the things that he's able to do as well. So
this is a real random one, but it's just one that I've wondered about, and you're the right person to ask. How different are things for the quarterback and the center with a left-handed center like you've got right now? And how many left-handed centers have you ever worked with before?
You know, it is different. The ball's a little bit different when it comes back there. You know, and it's like Neuzel, to be honest with you, he's like the first one that I've worked with it. And so, you know, I remember being out in San Francisco and we had Steve Young as a quarterback, and he was a left-handed quarterback. So it's kind of like unique with that as well, as far as like how he liked to have the ball when you were snapping to him and stuff. But so But it's something that the quarterback and the center, obviously, you're aware of it and you know it, and as far as like, you know, just as far as the preparation goes with it. But it is something that is a little bit different.
Sure, Coach, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.